In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus and the disciples, the followers of Jesus, were leaving Jericho. Now, you got to know where Jericho is. Jericho is near the River Jordan and near the Dead Sea. And they heard the call of this blind man, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus. Bar meaning son of, Timaeus being his father. Well, he was seeking the help of Jesus and calling out. Once somebody told him that it was Jesus that was coming, he said, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Well, people surrounding him told him, "Be quiet. You know, he's a nudge. He's one of these guys that just can't be quiet when something's happening." But he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And just like the woman who had the bleeding issue for 12 years, who crawled just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, and Jairus, whose daughter was dying, if not already dead, was seeking the mercy of Jesus Christ to do what they couldn't do, to go where they could not go. Jesus asked this blind beggar, "What do you want me to do for you?" As if he didn't know. But he asked him because he wanted him to hear, just like he asks us to tell him that we need him in our lives. He knows our hearts, but he wants to hear from. It's like the Jewish mother, you never call. He wants to hear from you. Well, in effect, the question included some unspoken questions. Do you, Bartimaeus, want to give up begging? Do you want to have to live differently? To work for a living? To have no reason to sit by the roadside anymore begging for your food? This was presenting Bartimaeus with a challenge. And Bartimaeus rose to that challenge. He wants a new life, not only sight, but the chance to follow Jesus. You know what? Isn't that what we all want? The chance to follow our Savior, who has already given so much to us and for us? Well, imagine seeing for the first time in many years. Imagine seeing for the first time in your life when you have seen nothing but darkness. Bartimaeus seeing Jesus and then joining him on his way up the road from the lowest part of the earth to Jerusalem, which was one of the highest. I want to suggest to you that Bartimaeus is a model to imitate. Unlike the disciples, he didn't really understand, rather the disciples who really didn't understand yet what Jesus was all about. Bartimaeus is already a man of faith, of courage, and true discipleship. He recognizes in his heart of hearts that Jesus is the son of King David, of the line of David, and therefore, he can only be the Messiah. Bartimaeus clearly believes that Jesus can help him and hopes to hear Jesus tell him, "Your faith has healed you." Just think, he leaves his begging, whatever he spread out on the ground to receive money, his cloak, and got up to follow Jesus on the road. Understanding the terrain and the weather, I already told you that it's the second lowest place of the earth, the Dead Sea is the lowest. Jericho is across from the Jordan River. This is the place that Joshua came across and spied on the city of Jericho, and then went around the walls, and the walls fell. You have to also know that in the book of Joshua, right across from Jericho, was the first place that the Israelites crossed the river into the Promised Land. And it was there that when the Levites, the priests, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, touched the water with their toe, the water rolled back, just like the Red Sea had. Amazingly, right across from Jericho. It's not cool there at all. I gotta tell you, it is really hot. You can't go in that area without having at least one bottle of water with you. And if you're really smart, you have a bottle of water that's frozen to ice, because it'll help. Trust me, been there twice. It's a desert region, and it's hardly ever cold enough for anyone to wear a cloak during the day. Bartimaeus gets up and he throws away his cloak and follows Jesus on the road. A stark contrast with the recent request from the disciples. Do you remember how James and John, and we talked about this last week, James and John, the sons of thunder, they came to Jesus and they said, if they could have a seat, one to his right and one to his left, requesting for power, prestige, and glory. Well, just like Jesus is healing a blind man at Bethsaida in Mark chapter 8, the healing of Bartimaeus is a sign of Jesus trying to open his followers' eyes. In other words, are you seeing what you're seeing? It's time for the world to see Jesus not just as Messiah, but as the one who would give his life to bring salvation to each one of us, to be our rescuer for sinners, for the entire world. Now, when Jesus says, your faith has healed you, the early Christians would see those words with a wider and deeper meaning. The key to salvation is faith, believing in Jesus as Lord and Savior. How many times have I stood here and told you, you can't earn your way to heaven? You can't. All you need to do is believe that Jesus is Lord, and you're there. So that when you close your eyes for the final time, you'll see him reaching out to carry you into eternity. What a blessing that is. And then it'll be even better than your faith has healed you. It will be your faith has brought you home. How wonderful that is. Well, remember Jesus met with Nicodemus. Nicodemus being a very important Pharisee. And what were the words that he said to him in John 3:16 that you will hear during the comfortable words this morning? God so loved. I didn't hear that. God so loved. Okay. The world. And what is the world? Is that Coffee County? Is that Waycross for those from Waycross? Or those watching from Waycross? Or maybe Valdosta? Or Atlanta where they're still celebrating? It's everyone. Everyone. There's no limitation. The invitation is for everyone. And the key is believing in Jesus. And it's often the people who see that they can't control the situation that they're in and then give it to God, calling out to him like Bartimaeus that expressed their faith, asking him to take control, to heal them and their situation. It doesn't have to be blindness. It could be a hardened heart. It could be a lost love. It could be anything that you have a hole in your heart about. And who do you go to? Jesus. Help me, Jesus. There are many here today that know how powerful that prayer is. Ask him to take control. I want to suggest to you that faith consists of one recognizing who Jesus is and trusting in him that he has the power to rescue you. And two, that rescue is physically, emotionally, and or spiritually. I want you to just imagine what it might have been like in the crowd that day in Jericho. It's hot, it's dry, it's dusty. You're very excited. You're walking with Jesus, and you're going up to Jerusalem on the old Roman road, and you hear a voice of somebody shouting from the roadside. What an annoyance. Who is that pest? It's another person that's just trying to get something from Jesus. It might even be dangerous. You're hearing Jesus being called the Son of David. Someone from the temple or a Pharisee hearing that could possibly get upset and really cause some problems. But Jesus reveals the character of a compassionate healer as he turns to speak to this blind man. And Bartimaeus doesn't just sit there. He gets up, jumps to his feet, and he goes right to Jesus himself. The blind man has truly realized that he can't do it himself. that he needs to go to God. He needs to give the control to Jesus. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus honestly gives his problem and tells him, Rabbi, I want to see. When we seek Jesus and his compassion, his love and his healing, he gives of himself to us and touches the problem. His response to this man's surrender is, go, your faith has healed you. And with these words, Bartimaeus immediately got his sight back, and without one speck of hesitation, without a second thought, he follows Jesus. It's easy for us to imagine ourselves there, witnessing this as we follow the words of the gospel. But now imagine yourself as Bartimaeus. Put yourself in his shoes. Would you have had the courage, after years of struggling and begging, having to rely on others to provide for you, to lead you around, would you have had the courage that day to seek Jesus' healing? Imagine sitting by the side of the road in that terrible heat, being humbled to seek the help and financial assistance of others. There are many instances in the life of Jesus that people had the courage to seek his mercy, compassion, healing, and his love. They had to come to a realization that there was nothing more that they could do for themselves. Life was beyond their control. It's not easy to come to grips with that, that you're powerless over the situation in your life. Think about the man with leprosy, the centurion who sought healing for his servant, the woman, as I mentioned before, with the bleeding issue for 12 years, the man who was lowered on the mat through the roof to come down to Jesus by his friends seeking healing, the man born blind by the pool of Bethesda, awaiting, and the man, rather, should the man born blind, but the man laying because he couldn't move by the pool of Bethesda, waiting for the Spirit to move in the water and be able, whoever gets into the water first will be healed. An amazing thing. But Jesus saw him and healed him. This is just a short list of people who knew that they needed a healer, a Savior. You know, it's remarkable. In John chapter 20, John says that this is just a small instance of people and the miracles that Jesus has performed. I hate to use the word performed because it sounds like it's a match, a magic act. You know, ta-da, that's not what Jesus was about. But he gave of himself so much for these miracles that if they were all written down, there wouldn't be enough books to put them in. Our Savior, our healer, our Lord Jesus loves you. And he is willing to help you. All you need to do is ask. Now, we all have something, whether it's a physical ailment, an emotional issue, or even could be a spiritual roadblock that's getting in the way of our being the people that we believe God wants us to be, the person that God has made us to be. So can you be like Bartimaeus and call out to Jesus? And when he hears your call, can put everything aside and go to him? Or would you rather keep trying to do it yourself? When Jesus asks you, what do you want him to do? Ask him for freedom. Ask him for salvation. Ask him for healing. And when you get it, be prepared to follow Jesus for the rest of your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.